Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond. And I posted the little note there, can you hear me? Because yesterday I had technical problems with, I believe it was on my end, and I did some corrections, and it should be working, so you should be able to hear me. So I'm just kind of wanting a little feedback. Yeah, yes or no, yeah, I hear you, we don't hear you. Yeah, can you hear me? So please answer the question for me. You know, if you're in the chat room, just say yes or no, real simple. Okay, nobody wants to play with me. Okay, so what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. I'm going to try to take a couple calls. So again, the question is, can you hear me? Ooh, okay, yes, I don't know. Let me try a call, see if it works. Yesterday it didn't work. Let's see if it works. And we'll get into the whole topic I was going to talk about. The word for the day, and I put the messenger.info. It's the magazine I started, took over to publish, about a month ago, and I'm still doing a lot of revision to it and a lot of learning about the program and how it works and the software. But I've been trying to post every day some inspiring thoughts. And so the inspiring thoughts today were about the word diversity. So diversity, not in the sense of racial diversity, but diversity in life. So you might want to take a look at the article. And I'm also starting to post on there a link to the Abraham teachings every day. So if you want to look at every day, I'll update. It's updating itself with Abraham teachings, and I try to update it with some thoughts and inspiring thoughts. And also from Mike Dooley, and some really interesting little quotes. So it's changing every day. It's not this publication that comes out once every couple months and there's nothing new. I'm trying to put new things in on a consistent basis. Okay, let me take a call, see if it's working. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you can hear me. Good.
I can, yes.
Yeah, I had problems yesterday, and it was my fault, and the wiring got messed up, but I didn't realize where the problem was in the wiring, if that makes sense at all.
That's okay.
So who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Dee.
Dee? How is Dee today?
Yes.
Now, how are you
how
today?
Are you? I'm hanging in there.
So what's going on? What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just calling in to ask a question. It's about work.
What about work?
Work's
a good thing.
Well, work is a good thing. Unfortunately, I'm not working at the moment. I'm sending out resume, and I'm getting a few hits and feedback, but no offers.
Okay. Well, you're on the road. It takes time,
yes.
Right? What do they say? For every $10,000 of income, annual income you want to make, it takes about 2 weeks. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Statistically, for every $10,000, it takes about a week to 2 weeks to get a job. So how long have you been unemployed?
Since August.
Yeah, so you're about time. You're due. You're just about due. Unless you're going to make $1 million a month. If you don't want to make $1 million a month, you might have to wait a little bit longer. So,
well,
I mean,
that would be nice, but.
Well, yeah, I don't think.
That would be nice, but hey.
I don't think you're a one percenter, are you? You're not in the Warren Buffett category of. Yeah, just lost. Orange lost about $90 million. Isn't that sad?
Who did?
Warren Buffett just lost $90 million.
Oh, God. Bless
well, Walmart stock took a big tumble. Okay. So,
oh, yeah. I saw that.
So your question now. So let me explain how I do things a little bit differently. I did a lot of psychic work for 20 years. With predictions and so forth, but I found that prediction is only as good as you believe them to be, because I believe in the law of attraction, and we manifest what we want based on our energy of what we want. So, so to ask the obvious question, is there a job out for me? Is there a job, and is the universe helping me, or God, or however you term you would use there, is it arranging a job for me? And the answer is absolutely positively yes. okay? Mm-hmm. You have too much ability, talent, and training not to be working.
Okay? Exactly. That's how
now,
I feel.
But the problem sometimes is we get ourselves, and this happened a lot back a few years ago when we were going through the severe part of the recession, people got really down on themselves and got into a really negative state, okay? And even though the universe has a job for you, if you're in a negative state, it's really hard to align yourself with working, okay? I don't see that about you. I see you have a pretty good attitude about life. You have a positive outlook on it, so it should happen really soon, okay, for you. It should happen really soon. So, but you need to maintain the push to get out there. And I don't think what the spirit is saying, it's more about networking. It's more about talking to people. It's not electronic get out there. It's people to people there. I know that's hard for people. Because become isolated, and companies have become isolated where they don't want to see people. But you got to get out there and network, groups, places where you touch flesh with people, and you tell them, "Hey, I'm looking for a job. You know anybody?" You know, that kind of selling
right.
yourself. You got to get out there. Okay, that's what I hear from more than anything. You got to get out there because you're getting a job. Will not be a response to a specifically an ad. It will be a response from a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it may not be like somebody you know personally, but be through a connection of some kind.
Right.
Okay. So you need to get out there because it's just around the corner.
I will do that. I do have people that I've spoken to and kind of passed my resume along, you know, but I'm in an area where... You know, back in the days, you
Question.
Could go to an employer and give them your resume. It's unfortunate. It doesn't work like that anymore, unfortunately.
Well, I disagree with you a little bit. Are there specific...
Well, in my area, because I'm in the Washington,
okay.
D.C. area, and it's mostly military,
okay.
so for me to even get in, it's, you know, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Yeah, you someone have to escort you.
Okay,
they
so
won't even let you in.
Okay, so what kind of job do you want?
I'm looking for something in IT. I myself is going through a career transition.
Okay, so you want to be in IT, so you need to network with IT people.
Okay.
If you say I'm going to a government facility and I can't get into the government facility, then somehow
well, no,
you
I'm not
have.
I'm not saying that I can't. I'm just saying in my area, it's very hard. Like back in the days, I grew up in New Jersey. You could go to a company and hand them your resume. In this area, it's because everything is government. It's hard for you to, you know, go in and talk to someone face to face.
I'm going to throw one idea at you, and you can run with it. Okay. The word is befriend people. Befriend people. And I've read a lot about, because the job thing, and even not even psychically, but other job thing, it was about, and talking about people, befriending people. It's a people-to-people thing. Even if it's a secretary, even if it's a receptionist, even if it's the guard, you befriend people. Because you never know who they know. And they go, hey, my name is, what's his name? You don't have to give a resume. Do you have a little personal cards, like a business card with your name on it?
I don't have one, but you know those are easy. I can easily get some online. So that's
what I mean by that is when you meet people, hey, my name is D, and I'm looking for a job. Give it to the whoever, and then they say, okay, well, yeah. Do you have a resume? You know, you open up with a card, and then they say, do you have a resume? Can you send it to this person? The opening is not the resume. The opening up is the card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's intrusive. But it's a people-to-people. I keep getting for you it's a people-to-people thing because you're a pleasant person. People like you.
I am. I do. I don't have a problem approaching or talking to anyone.
And you
got to
use your – it's got to be your personality that sells you.
Okay.
Try it. It happens.
I will
get
do
you,
that.
Get your little cards and start passing them out to people you think might know somebody or even those companies when you meet somebody. Oh, hey, here's my card. I'm looking here. You know anybody. You know, okay?
Right. Okay.
And you could even write on your card, your D, whatever your last name is, with your phone number and email, put IT specialist.
Okay.
Because that's what you're looking for, right?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, try it.
I will.
They show me the picture of, like, going to the market, right? Mm-hmm. And you never know that the person, when you go to the market, that the person behind their counter, their brother, their sister, their uncle, is could have a job for you.
That's true. That's true.
You never know. You never know. That's the sales part of it, you know.
Okay.
If you were selling Amway, you would approach everybody you met with your card, right? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now you're selling you, and you'll do it. Okay. Take care.
Okay, I will keep you posted. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I keep getting that from Spirit about people that want to look for jobs. Don't get caught up of sending out 1,000 resumes and expecting something back. Narrow it down to the kind of companies and the companies you want to work for, and always be open to a little card that says, this is who I am, this is the kind of job I want. Whatever your thing is, oh, I'm looking for a job. You know, with your address, your phone number, and your email address on there. Oh, we got Willie in the background. Oh, it's just something on my phone. So don't worry about it. So let me take another call, and we'll go from there. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I got Willie in the background. That's on my cell phone. Never mind it. So who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Christine.
Christine, how are you today? And this beautiful, this is Thursday already, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you today in this beautiful Thursday afternoon?
Well, I'm a little bit sick, but other
sick?
Than that, I'm okay. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I actually don't know. It's like a cold or something.
Ah, touch of the bug, huh?
Yeah.
Sinus is bothering you? I'm getting this head thing going on here. Head thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How about your allergies? Are they okay? I get something about your head thing, sinuses, allergies, and then the symptoms can be a cold, and sometimes when you're draining a lot, it even upsets your stomach, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I would address that, okay? Could be a cold, but it feels more like the cold is partly because of whatever allergies. This is kind of a weird time of the year, but there's certain allergens at certain times of the year that are worse than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on today, other than being sick?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have any specific question. I just wanted to see if you could pick up anything, any advice or anything that I should be doing.
Yeah, take something for your sinuses. Look at that. Okay, let's see what else is going on. I am a little bit of a medical intuitive. I read people. I'm an empath, and I read people's bodies, okay? So that's part of it. Okay, so I do pick up that on you. What else is I picking up? I'm going to give you this, and it's going to sound kind of weird. I'm getting this expression about a lot of growth in your life, as in administering your affairs or administering who you are. So, like, organizing yourself, putting yourself together. I don't know why I get that about you, but I get this really a lot of growth in that area or coming up for you. If you felt slightly disorganized at all, no, it's going to change pretty quick.
Okay?
It feels like you're going to really be on top of the ball really soon. Anything particular you're trying to seek in your life? Because it feels like you want to grow in one part of your life, and I can't pick up. Yeah, I think it's just an overall growth in life. You just want an overall development. You want to move forward, and it's not a specific place, but it's a bunch of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
I get that you either have or will have a really good support system in doing that. Do you have a partner? A romantic partner?
No, not currently.
You will. Because that's probably what I'm picking up on the support system. Okay? I don't think you really have to seek it out, because you don't feel like you're really seeking it out, but it's going to happen naturally. I get it like an organic growth that you grow into a partner. It'll just come into your life because you're not like freaking out about it, are you?
No, actually, my last ex has been trying to communicate with me, and that has really kind of like, messed with my head a little bit, because I just don't want to, I don't know what the purpose is, and I don't know if I should go back or even talk to him.
No. Let me, how long has it been since you've been together?
2 years or 3 years.
You know, memories are short, right? People forget what things were like or why things broke up, right? And men especially get weird after a while. If they go through a relationship and it ends, and not yours or his, but his, after the fact, it feels like there was something he was into that ended, okay?
Yeah.
So he's reaching out. He's trying to rekindle because he's lonely. Spirit, you're really funny. Lonely, horny, and just kind of wants something, you know. He's trying. He's just reaching out.
Yeah.
But it's not for your best benefits. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's about him, not you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I would be really cautious with that one, because he's going to come off as really nice and open and blah, blah, blah. But you're going to recycle back into some really junk that you've been through before. Okay?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to. That's why I don't want to even talk to him at all.
Good
so,
for you.
Don't
go there. It feels like something organically will happen in your life that's much better for you, that'll work well for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Soon. You'll be dating before Christmas.
Awesome. That's good to hear. I just want to ask, though, you said take something for your sinuses. Could you recommend anything?
Can't do that. I'm not a doctor. Okay?
Okay.
I would talk. Now, are your sinuses bothering you?
Yeah.
You got a head congestion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And eyes itching or watering at all?
Not really.
But there's still this. What I would do is I would go to a pharmacist, okay, and ask the pharmacist, this is my symptoms, what do you recommend over the counter?
Okay.
The pharmacist is going to know much more about it. But it feels like some kind of decongestant or something, sinus relief would be good for you. But I would just tell the symptoms to a pharmacist and say, you know, I know you're not a doctor, but you have something. What do you recommend over the counter for these kind of things?
Okay.
Okay? Try that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, being a medical intuitive, and you can sense things about people, it just feels like pressure. You know, there's a pressure there. And, yeah, nasally, kind of, whoa. But we can't, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't pipe anything, per se. Yeah, I'm really careful with that, and I would say go to a professional, or at least the pharmacist, and say, okay, well, you might want to try this or try that. Okay? Okay, what are we doing next? Oh, I got articles for you guys. And, yeah, the theme was diversity. Well, let me tell you a little more about work, and I really haven't done a write-up in the Messenger yet about it. I've kind of been working on the software and making that work and some updates and so forth and so on. But, excuse me, my mission in life, And I've kind of learned this from Spirit years ago, and I've kind of come back to it. Now I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I have a master's in metaphysics. I'm a shaman by training and Reiki practitioner. I went through a master's program, but I wouldn't say that I'm a full Reiki master kind of thing. Really don't practice it very much. But I'm more of an empath and an intuitive in that area. So what is my purpose? My purpose is to help people primarily to point to you where you're going in life, where Spirit has you going in life. Now, if it's a job or it's a relationship, you know, reading you and letting Spirit talk to me about where you're going in life. Now, if you get there or not, that's the question. Now, the other part of that, this is where you're going. This is like your purpose, your direction. This is what you've been asking for. This is what you're going to get in life. Well, the other part is sometimes we don't get there. And the reason we don't get there, this is where I really believe in, is because of our negative thought patterns that we established when we were really young, and they're in the subconscious mind. And so when we try to achieve something, those negative thought patterns, though you're not worthy, rich people are, you know, a bunch of bad people, all that stuff, things that we've been trained in get in our way. And they block us. And we get these yucky feelings and we don't want to pursue it. My purpose is to help you to replace those negative thought patterns with love-based thought patterns that will help you to reach the vibration of what you want. I try not to be too technical, and I try not to be too woo. It really is very scientific. Really, it's a combination of spirituality and science, but it's the idea that deep within you, in your subconscious, there are thought patterns. And these thought patterns you create or you absorb as a child and a young adult, and you amplify them, build on them through life. And they will resurface when stress and other things come in your life. And I tried to talk about this yesterday, but nobody could hear me. So if you can hear me, please let me know. Just know, because I want to make sure that people in the chat room are actually hearing me. But I use the example, and I'm going to use this example again, and I think it's really appropriate, and I'm not fond of this person, but it's a good example of this. O.J. Simpson. As far as I know from O.J.'s youth, he had a difficult childhood. He was around, you know, gangsters kind of people, bad people, negative, a lot of negative people, a lot of negative influence, and violence was a way to deal with the situations in their lives. Okay, that's not unusual for people who live in certain environments to use violence as the way to resolve issues or to deal with it. And they learn that. You learn that as a child. You learn that as a young adult. That's the way to deal with it. Now, he was able to channel that energy into football, and he used it in football. And so he displayed his violent tendencies in the game. But once he got out of the game, once he stopped using that energy in the game, he's where he and a lot of other people run into problems. It's because they still have that programming to deal with things from a violent nature. And then when stress and other emotions come up that they can't deal with, they use violence. Now, it could be a lot of other things. So now, it's the fight syndrome. Either you're going to deal from a fight aspect, like, say, violence or abuse or of a really aggressive behavior to deal with those emotions that you're not coping with, or that programming that you got from a childhood, you're going to use that, okay? Or you're going to flee, which means you might flee into drugs, you might flee into alcohol. Now, there might be a combination of both, but you're going to run, and you're going to run, and you're going to use something else to escape and to hide from your pain. And that pain comes from your childhood, believe it or not. And you've compounded over the years. And I had a discussion with my friend, and he said, I don't know about that, because you have contrast. You have the law of attraction, and you can be raised in poverty and want to be wealthy. Yeah, you can. And you can choose to have wealth, or you can choose to have to use your talents and abilities to be a great singer, a great athlete, an accountant, a lawyer, whatever it is, you can use your talents and ability, but you still have that programming from childhood, that programming that plays itself out in negative ways as you get older. So many successful business people have you heard about are alcoholics? It happens all the time. Or drug addicts. Or sexual abusive people, you know, sex addicts or gambling addicts. It's because of that childhood programming, those negative programming as a child, as a young adult, and that compounds itself, and that becomes the escape or the aggressive behavior. So that's what it's all about. I'm not trying to deal with people in extreme situations necessarily, the OJs in the world, but all of us have that programming. I was working on mine today, programming issue I had from my childhood. Actually, it was for being a young adult, but it's compounded from childhood patterning. I call them programs, childhood programs. So that's what I'm about. And I, if I can help you, contact me through the messenger, or through my website or my Facebook. And I use meditation. I've led meditations for 20 something years, a long time. And I use the techniques that I'm talking about here in meditation, where it's very safe, and you don't feel like you're giving control over to anybody. You're just kind of in a relaxed state, and you're lowering your brain waves, lowering your mind, slowing your mind out, so you can be open to suggestions of repatterning, or I call it rewiring those negative thought patterns into positive thought patterns. And that's where love comes into play. Because you learn to apply compassion and kindness and generosity and forgiveness and all these qualities of love versus, you know, the anxiety and the fear and all the negativity. Okay, enough of that. But that's what I do. And that's what I'm really kind of focusing on, helping people. Because we all want to achieve wonderful things in our lives. We all do. We want to, you know, whether it's a job or a family or something, or we want to travel more. And then we get those little voices that say, no, you can't. Because of this, because of that, you don't have enough money. You know, that's not your purpose in life. You'd never make a living doing that. Those little voices come up because they've been programmed into us to come up. But they don't have to. You can reprogram. You can put in positive messages at the subconscious level, not at the conscious level. I believe mantras and affirmations are good, but it takes a long time and a lot of consistency of using those versus going to the subconscious. Because when I studied hypnotherapy, we talked a lot about phobias and changing certain patterns. And it's pretty instantaneous. You can change it quickly. And there's a thing with principles of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, where you can change patterns pretty quickly. So that's what I'm talking about. Maybe in one session, but it doesn't take years or months. You can move things if you're willing to do so. If you want to make changes, maybe you're happy the way you are. That's okay, too. Cool. There's no right or wrong in life, is there? Nah. Okay, so I got some articles. Anybody want to call in any questions in the chat room? Anything you want to know further about what I do? Anybody want to know about their future? What's going to happen in the sense of this is what you programmed in for the future? And this is the universe is aligning this for you. Now you got to get there. Because when you're reading somebody's future, and I really believe this, this is something that you want, and God or the universe or higher self or, you know, soul is feeding back to you these things that you want. And that's the law of attraction. That's always putting it in place for you. The problem is getting there. Making yourself available, aligning yourself with that, whatever that is, and getting rid of the negative programming that will keep you from getting there. Okay? So that's what I'm about. And I really strongly believe in this principle of aligning yourself with what you want. Energy-wise, if you want money, you become equivalent to money vibrationally, and it happens to you. And you get rid of the fears and anxieties and stresses and worry about money. And you get to be in the state of knowing it's going to happen. Cool thing. Okay, let me get into some articles. I have some quotes for you. Oh, I have a couple articles I wanted to cover. These are from beliefnet.com. The first one I thought was really cool, and it's about a little bit about what we've been talking about. 10 ways to dream big. I thought that's really cool. That's what we've been talking about, achieving what you want in life, dreaming big. Now they talk about Christopher Columbus, which I'm not fond of Christopher Columbus, but that's just, you know, the way it is. If Columbus taught us anything, it was to dream big. The 15th century navigator and explorer endured failure, disappointment, ridicule before the journey he made him that made him famous. Columbus Day is a good reminder to pursue your dreams no matter what. Or I like to call it Indigenous People Day, but, you know, that's just my thing, right? You know, you can pick your, if it's not for Columbus, or explorer, person who thought big, and amplify that. Okay, way one, know exactly what you want. A dream starts with a concise objective or intention. Yeah, don't be wishy-washy. Oh, yeah, I want this. No, I want that. I want this. It's like telling universe, oh, I want this. I want that. I don't know what I want. Be concise. Know what you want. Okay, when you put it out there to the universe, God, this is what I want. I've thought about it, and I've kind of mulled over some things. This feels really good to me. I really want this. This, if I think about doing, okay, let me go to the rest of the article. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Have a daily daydream about your dream. Imagine what it looks like, how it makes you feel. Now, that's the key ingredient, is how you feel and who it brings into your life. Now, it could be a person, but it could be people. It could be work. It could be an organization of some kind. It could be travel. Daydream, imagine it. Get into that state of, it's got to feel good. If doing this has to feel good. And you have to have a good feeling about it. If it's money, it has to feel good. I have to feel good about money. It can't be that negative programming. Well, money's all the root of all sorts of things and negative stuff. No, no. Money is freedom. Think in terms of money and freedom. It allows me to do a lot of things. It allows me to be generous, to give to a lot of people and help other people and to give to causes. It gives me the freedom to travel and live where I want and buy what I want. Okay, way three, create a dream board and paste pictures, words, or articles of anything that represents your dream onto it. The vision board concept, it's good. And what it does, having the vision board that you see will remind you of your dream. And now, but you have to feel good. And it has to feel good, but you're constantly putting it out to the universe. This is what I want. And the universe is constantly reacting to you. Okay, I have an article for you on this because it's cool if I have time and how it works and the fact that it does work for some people. And it can work for you. No question at all. It happens to millions of people every day who don't even know anything about the law of attraction because they feel good. They're aligned with what they want. They feel good about what they want. And they set up that attraction to get it because it feels good for them to get it. Write the story of your dream. Record it and listen to it each night before bedtime. Now, that's a key ingredient, is to write it out. Now, some people would put it in, you know, type it out. Handwriting is always good. Journalizing things is really good because it helps a lot, okay? The next one. I like this one a lot. This is what happens to a lot of us, is we get to the point where we get frustrated. Never give up, even after failure. It could lead to even greater a greater dream. Columbus was looking for a route to the East in Asia, not the North American continent. Failure is just an opportunity to learn a little bit more and define what you want a little bit more and to learn a little more contrast. Well, I don't want this. I do want this. I don't want it that way, but I do want it this way. So not giving up, holding on to your dreams. People hold on to their dreams. So it's that Thomas Edison thing about holding on to his dream, because he knew he could do it eventually, right? Or Henry Ford, or all these famous people that really stuck to their dream because they knew that this was doable. Talk about your dream using positive words as you believe and expect it will happen. You should believe and expect it will happen. Okay, that's the positive thought patterns, and we're into positive thought patterns. Love-based, I love this dream. Oh, I love this idea, this outcome. Oh, I can just identify with it versus, I don't know, maybe it'll happen. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'd like it, but, you know, don't go there. Leave it alone. Get to that positive place. The timing is about the universe. You can't control the timing because you can't control the factors that make these things happen, right? The universe, God, or will control the timing. You just be in a good place. Be in a positive place, and it will happen, okay? So let's get to the next one, okay? The next one is tell others about you. You never know who can help you. I qualify that one a little bit because you have to be careful who you tell. If you know people that are very negative and are like, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, all right, yeah, it's your dream, yeah, you'll never get there. if you have these family members, siblings, parents, aunts and uncles, whoever it is the Debbie Downers in the world, don't share your dreams with the Debbie Downers. Share your dreams with people who have been achieving their dreams, because they can envision you doing what they did. You want to look at positive people who will give. But yeah, that's a good idea. I love your idea. You will get there. Yeah, you'll get there. You're worthy of it, definitely. You got to surround yourself with those kind of people, people that feed your dream instead of dragging you down into the mud and making you believe, you'll never get there. Believe that you deserve your dream to come true. Yes, deserve it. It's yours. Own it. It is yours for it to happen. That's really important. Deserve. So going back to what I was talking about earlier, my work is to help people so you get that mindset, that positive, love-based mindset, that you really believe that you deserve it. And any programming that you had from early in your life, you've gotten rid of it, that says, you don't deserve it. You'll never be anything. You know, you don't have the talent. How many people have talked about their teachers or their parents saying, you're never going to be anyone. You'll never be a great writer. You're a C student in life. Damaging. So you got to believe. You got to believe you're worthy of it. And whatever it is, right? If you can imagine it, it can happen. If you can imagine it, it can happen. Imagine how your dream will help others. I love this one. And how it will enable you to give back. So it's not just about your dream. It's about you getting all this stuff for you. About being able to give to society and help other people. How is your dream going to help other people? You know, great people and technology and the internet have dreams of how they could connect other people, how they could help other people. It was about how can I help other people? What effect will this affect? Will this humanity to make it a better society, a better world? Whoa, good stuff, huh? I think so. And wait again. Be in constant gratitude. Call the word appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation are very similar, but be in constant gratitude for all the ups and downs on the journey towards your dream. Appreciate the little things in your life. Appreciate the failures because they taught you something. Well, I really appreciate that failure I had last week because it really showed me and helped me define a little bit more about what I want and where I'm going instead of being all down about it. Appreciate a beautiful morning where I can get up and I get excited about my dreams, okay? So that's the article. It's really cool stuff, and this is the kind of thing that I really love to talk about is inspiring you to become what you want or get what you want in your life. That's what I'm all about. All need that encouragement. Need somebody to believe in us, and I believe in you because you're a human like I am, and I've read and studied and watched a lot of people be successful, and I've mentored people to be successful, and I know it's possible for anyone to be successful. We came with gifts and talents. We came with a sense of purpose, a destiny to be successful in something. Identify it and don't be discouraged and get rid of that negative programming that says, you can't do that. No, you'll never be good at that. No, I've heard it. I've been there. I know it. It still haunts me to some degree. Okay, another article. We're talking about this. I'm having fun. I don't know if you are, but I shouldn't be negative about that. Yes, you're having fun. Of course you're having fun. Pam Grout is one of my favorite authors. Oh, no. There it is. I thought I had deleted the article. Book called E Squared and EQ, and she's been a writer for years and years and years in the travel industry, and she put a process together in E Squared about visualizing something happening in your life in a 48-hour period. You're challenging the universe for something to happen. So here's a couple of people that wrote her back about what happened in their life after using the process in E Squared. It's the letter E and then hyphen squared, E Squared. Okay. I would like to start with you, my miracle, if you're collecting them. Soon after I asked the universe to show me something cool, I put on the antique record from 1951 called The American Indian, which includes a Zuni rain dance. I was thinking how cool it would be if it could rain with record. But then I didn't think about it again. And that's the principle of thinking about something and going, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to get all caught up in it and all frustrated by my dream. But just letting it go. Let go and let God, or let the Spirit, or however you phrase it. I was 3/4 of the way through the record, doing the music, when my apartment was hit by a big downpour. Ooh, I was totally impressed, and the rain mostly stopped when the record finished. Coincidence? Maybe not, you know? Later, I looked up the weather forecast from my town for that day, and the forecast called for 0 precipitation. And the whole day, and actually the weather had been really, okay, the whole day had really been nice weather. Now, that's a miracle. But that's thinking about, wouldn't it be wonderful for this to happen? And kind of have a belief system that it could happen. I can create miracles. I'm a miracle creator. I want you to say that with me. I'm a miracle creator. I'm in alignment with the universe, and I can create miracles. Here's another one. Okay. My hubby and I have been talking things over, working through the exercises without much conclusive success. I still believed in FP, the field of probability, or the field of possibilities. But we had both written the butterfly experiment off as not successful. I mean, that you visualize a butterfly and butterflies will start to appear in your life. Okay. So about 2 weeks later, I was looking out in the backyard and saw two huge, beautiful butterflies feeding on some flowers. I called my husband over to show him, and we joked about the experiment. As we were admiring them, out of absolutely nowhere, a stray cat jumps up and rips one of the poor creatures right out of the air and proceeds to eat it. That's kind of gross, isn't it? But okay, so keep going here. Nevertheless, to say we were dumbstruck. But wait, it gets better. Only a day or so later, our back porch becomes practically infested with caterpillars. There was a constant supply of them on the inside of our screened-in porch, plus many more crawling up the outsides. It was crazy. I have to scoop them up and release them in the corner of the yard, only to turn around and have like a dozen more popping up out of nowhere. Nevertheless, to save, I told my husband, it may well be time to shut off the experiment before the universe really gets crafty. The next day, they were all but gone. You know, you're asking something, and this again, and I talked earlier about timing. It's about timing. It's about timing. Okay, I don't know how much time I have left. Do I have time for one more? Probably not. Oh, I would love to. Let me try this, because this is really a good quote from Pam. Okay. This lady talks about having a 20-month-old daughter who had half a heart, but she was doing fine. She was growing. She's changed her lives completely and has inspired us to change my perspective, which has opened countless doors in just a few years. After reading EQ, began to really understand the way manifestation works and the keys to success, joy and fun, letting go and letting God. My husband and I have been struggling financially for the last few years, but I'm encouraging him to raise his awareness and to believe that good will come. I've made him aware of angel numbers as well, encouraging him to look around and notice the synchronicities in life, okay? 2 weeks ago, we received a check for $28,000 just because. Our lives have been changed. And I will read the rest of the article, but it's a belief. You're putting it out there. You're putting it out there, and the universe will respond to you. The universe will respond to you, but you got to stay positive. Right? That's what I'm talking about. You got to stay positive about all this stuff happening in your life. So that's what I'm about. That's what I'm here to do, is help you to stay inspired to get what you want in life, to get through the stuff, the negative programming that you've had in your life, and to move into a positive place so that you can remove the negativity, the fear, that old patterning, those old programs that you developed over years, and replace it with positive rewiring, positive programming, love-based wiring, so that you can achieve and create anything you want in your life. So I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you heard the show, and I will make sure you did. And I really appreciate this opportunity and the caller. I love you guys. This has been a lot of fun for me. I kind of did this. I got all hyped up because I really talked about this and how we create and manifest anything we want in our lives. It's just about thought patterns and what you really want. So thank you again. I do love you guys. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Bye.